Chapter 71. Strictly speaking, apostrophe said he, I come from Charlie, because I left him only a little while ago, but I am not commissioned by Charlie. I come of my own spontaneous act. Apostrophe, with her elbows on her bench, and her chin upon her hands, Miss Jenny Wren sat looking at him with a watchful sidelong look. Lizzie, in her different way, sat looking at him too. The fact is, apostrophe began Bradley, with a mouth so dry, that he had some difficulty in articulating his words. The consciousness of which rendered his manner still more ungainly and undecided. The truth is, that Charlie, having no secrets from me, to the best of my belief, has confided the whole of this matter to me. Apostrophe, he came to a stop, and Lizzie asked, What matter, sir? Apostrophe, I thought, apostrophe returned the schoolmaster, stealing another look at her, and seeming to try in vain to sustain it, for the look dropped as it lighted on her eyes, that it might be so superfluous, as to be almost impertinent, to enter upon a definition of it. My allusion was to this matter of your having put aside your brother's plans for you, and given the preference to those of Mr. I believe the name is Mr. Eugene Rayburn. Apostrophe, he made this point of not being certain of the name, with another uneasy look at her, which dropped like the last. Nothing being said on the other side, he had to begin again, and began with new embarrassment. Your brother's plans were communicated to me, when he first had them in his thoughts. In point of fact he spoke to me about them, when I was last here, when we were walking back together, and when I when the impression was fresh upon me of having seen his sister. Apostrophe, there might have been no meaning in it, but the little dressmaker here removed one of her supporting hands from her chin, and musingly turned the Honorable Mrs. T with her face to the company. That done, she fell into her former attitude. I approved of his idea, apostrophe said Bradley, with his uneasy look wandering to the doll, and unconsciously resting there longer than it had rested on Lizzie, both because your brother ought naturally to be the originator of any such scheme, and because I hoped to be able to promote it. I should have had inexpressible pleasure, I should have taken inexpressible interest, in promoting it. Therefore I must acknowledge that, when your brother was disappointed, I too was disappointed. I wish to avoid reservation or concealment, and I fully acknowledge that. Apostrophe, he appeared to have encouraged himself by having got so far. At all events he went on with much greater firmness and force of emphasis. Though with a curious disposition to set his teeth, and with a curious tight screwing movement of his right hand in the clenching palm of his left, like the action of one who was being physically hurt, and was unwilling to cry out. I am a man of strong feelings, and I have strongly felt this disappointment. I do strongly feel it. I don't show what I feel. Some of us are obliged habitually to keep it down. But to return to your brother. He has taken the matter so much to heart that he has remonstrated in my presence. He remonstrated with Mr. Eugene Rayburn, if that be the name. He did so, quite ineffectually. As anyone not blinded to the real character of Mr. Eugene Rayburn would readily suppose. Apostrophe, he looked at Lizzie again, and held the look. And his face turned from burning red to white, and from white back to burning red, and so for the time to lasting deadly white. Finally, I resolved to come here alone, and appeal to you. I resolved to come here alone, and entreat you to retract the course you have chosen, and instead of confiding in a mere stranger a person of most insolent behavior to your brother and others, to prefer your brother and your brother's friend. Apostrophe, Lizzie Hexam had changed color when those changes came over him, and her face now expressed some anger, more dislike, and even a touch of fear. But she answered him very steadily. I cannot doubt, Mr. Headstone, that your visit is well meant. You have been so good a friend to Charlie that I have no right to doubt it. I have nothing to tell Charlie, but that I accepted the help to which he, so much objects, before he made any plans for me, or certainly before I knew of any. It was considerately and delicately offered, and there were reasons that had weight with me which should be as dear to Charlie as to me. I have no more to say to Charlie on this subject. Apostrophe, his lips trembled and stood apart, as he followed this repudiation of himself, and limitation of her words to her brother. I should have told Charlie, if he had come to me, apostrophe she resumed, as though it were an afterthought, that Jenny and I find our teacher very able and very patient, and that she takes great pains with us. So much so, that we have said to her, we hope in a very little while, to be able to go on by ourselves. Charlie knows about teachers, and I should also have told him, for his satisfaction, that ours comes from an institution, where teachers are regularly brought up. Apostrophe, I should like to ask you, apostrophe said Bradley Headstone, grinding his words slowly out, as though they came from a rusty mill. I should like to ask you, if I may without offense, whether you would have objected. No, rather, I should like to say, if I may without offense, that I wish I had had the opportunity of coming here with your brother, and devoting my poor abilities and experience to your service. Apostrophe, thank you, Mr. Headstone. Apostrophe, but I fear, apostrophe he pursued, after a pause, furtively wrenching at the seat of his chair with one hand, as if he would have wrenched the chair to pieces, and gloomily observing her while her eyes were cast down, that my humble services would not have found much favor with you? Apostrophe, apostrophe, she made no reply, and the poor stricken wretch sat contending with himself in a heat of passion and torment. After a while he took out his handkerchief, and wiped his forehead and hands. There is only one thing more I had to say, but it is the most important. There is a reason against this matter, there is a personal relation concerned in this matter, not yet explained to you. It might, I don't say it would, it might induce you to think differently. To proceed under the present circumstances is out of the question. Will you please come to the understanding that there shall be another interview on the subject? Apostrophe, apostrophe, with Charlie, Mr. Headstone? Apostrophe, apostrophe, with well, apostrophe, he answered, breaking off, yes. Say with him too. Will you please come to the understanding that there must be another interview under more favorable circumstances before the whole case can be submitted? Apostrophe, apostrophe, I don't, apostrophe said Lizzie, shaking her head, understand your meaning, Mr. Headstone. Apostrophe, limit my meaning for the present, apostrophe he interrupted, to the whole case being submitted to you in another interview. Apostrophe, what case, Mr. Headstone? What is wanting to it? Apostrophe, you shall be informed in the other interview. Apostrophe then he said, as if in a burst of irrepressible despair, I leave it all incomplete. There is a spell upon me, I think. Apostrophe, apostrophe, and then added, almost as if he asked for pity, good night. Apostrophe, apostrophe, he held out his hand. As she, with manifest hesitation, not to say reluctance, touched it, a strange tremble passed over him, and his face, so deadly white, was moved as by a stroke of pain. Then he was gone. The doll's dressmaker sat with her attitude unchanged, eyeing the door by which he had departed, until Lizzie pushed her bench aside and sat down near her. Then, eyeing Lizzie as she had previously eyed Bradley and the door, Miss Wren chopped that very sudden and keen chop in which her jaws sometimes indulged, leaned back in her chair with folded arms, and thus expressed herself. Humph. If he, I mean, of course, my dear, the party who is coming to court me, when the time comes should be that sort of man, he may spare himself the trouble. He wouldn't do to be trotted about and made useful. He'd take fire and blow up while he was about it. And so you would be rid of him, apostrophe said Lizzie, humoring her. Not so easily, apostrophe returned Miss Wren. He wouldn't blow up alone. He'd carry me up with him. I know his tricks and his manners. Apostrophe, would he want to hurt you, do you mean? Apostrophe, apostrophe asked Lizzie. Mightn't exactly want to do it, my dear, apostrophe returned Miss Wren. But a lot of gunpowder among lighted Lucifer matches in the next room might almost as well be here. Apostrophe, he is a very strange man, apostrophe said Lizzie, thoughtfully. I wish he was so very strange a man, as to be a total stranger, apostrophe answered the sharp little thing. It being Lizzie's regular occupation, when they were alone of an evening, to brush out and smooth the long fair hair of the doll's dressmaker, she unfastened a ribbon that kept it back while the little creature was at her work, and it fell in a beautiful shower over the poor shoulders that were much in need of such adorning rain. Not now, Lizzie, dear, apostrophe said Jenny, let us have a talk by the fire. Apostrophe with those words, she in her turn loosened her friend's dark hair, and it dropped of its own weight over her bosom, in two rich masses. Pretending to compare the colors and admire the contrast, Jenny so managed a mere touch or two of her nimble hands, as that she herself laying a cheek on one of the dark folds, seemed blinded by her own clustering curls to all but the fire, while the fine handsome face and brow of Lizzie were revealed without obstruction in the somber light. Let us have a talk, apostrophe said Jenny, about Mr. Eugene Rayburn. Apostrophe, something sparkled down among the fair hair resting on the dark hair. And if it were not a star, which it couldn't be, it was an eye. And if it were an eye, it was Jenny Wren's eye, bright and watchful as the birds whose name she had taken. Why about Mr. Rayburn? Apostrophe, apostrophe, Lizzie asked. For no better reason than because I'm in the humor. I wonder whether he's rich. Apostrophe, apostrophe, no, not rich. Apostrophe, poor? Apostrophe, apostrophe, I think so, for a gentleman. Apostrophe, ah. To be sure. Yes, he's a gentleman. Not of our sort, is he? Apostrophe, a shake of the head, a thoughtful shake of the head, and the answer, softly spoken, oh no, oh no. Apostrophe, apostrophe, the doll's dressmaker had an arm round her friend's waist. Adjusting the arm, she slyly took the opportunity of blowing at her own hair, where it fell over her face. Then the eye down there, under lighter shadows, sparkled more brightly, and appeared more watchful. When he turns up, he shan't be a gentleman. I'll very soon send him packing, if he is. However, he's not Mr. Rayburn. I haven't captivated him. I wonder whether anybody has, Lizzie. Apostrophe, it is very likely. Apostrophe, is it very likely? I wonder who. Apostrophe, is it not very likely that some lady has been taken by him, and that he may love her dearly? Apostrophe, apostrophe, perhaps. I don't know. What would you think of him, Lizzie, if he were a lady? Apostrophe, apostrophe, I a lady. Apostrophe, apostrophe, she repeated, laughing. Such a fancy. Apostrophe, yes. But say. Just as a fancy, and for instance. Apostrophe, I a lady. I, a poor girl who used to row poor father on the river. I, who had rowed poor father out and home on the very night when I saw him for the first time. I, who was made so timid by his looking at me that I got up and went out. Apostrophe, apostrophe, he did look at you, even that night, though you were not a lady. Apostrophe, apostrophe, thought Miss Wren. I a lady. Apostrophe, apostrophe, Lizzie went on in a low voice, with her eyes upon the fire. I, with poor father's grave, not even cleared of undeserved stain and shame, and he trying to clear it for me. I a lady. Apostrophe, only as a fancy, and for instance, apostrophe, urged Miss Wren. Too much, Jenny, dear, too much. My fancy is not able to get that far. Apostrophe, as the low fire gleamed upon her, it showed her smiling, mournfully and abstractedly. But I am in the humor, and I must be humored, Lizzie, because after all I am a poor little thing, and have had a hard day with my bad child. Look in the fire, as I like to hear you tell how you used to do, when you lived in that dreary old house, that had once been a windmill. Look into what was its name, when you told fortunes with your brother, that I don't like? apostrophe apostrophe the hollow down by the flare? Apostrophe apostrophe ah. That's the name. You can find a lady there, I know. Apostrophe more easily than I can make one of such material as myself, Jenny. Apostrophe the sparkling eye looked steadfastly up, as the musing face looked thoughtfully down. Well? Apostrophe said the doll's dressmaker, we have found our lady? Apostrophe apostrophe, Lizzie nodded, and asked, shall she be rich? Apostrophe apostrophe, she had better be, as he's poor. Apostrophe, she is very rich. Shall she be handsome? Apostrophe, even you can be that, Lizzie, so she ought to be. Apostrophe, she is very handsome. Apostrophe, what does she say about him? Apostrophe apostrophe asked Miss Jenny, in a low voice. Watchful, through an intervening silence, of the face looking down at the fire. She is glad, glad, to be rich, that he may have the money. She is glad, glad, to be beautiful, that he may be proud of her. Her poor heart apostrophe, eh? Her poor ear? Apostrophe said Miss Wren. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.